Welcome to AM Best Audio.
For AM Best TV, I'm Ida Axling. We are at AM Best's Europe Insurance Markets and Methodology Briefings, London, today. I am joined by Amy Barnes, Head of Climate and Sustainability Strategy at Marsh. Amy, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You were part of a climate panel discussion just now on the challenges and opportunities for the insurance industry. How are you seeing insurers balance the sort of immediate pressures of climate-related losses with the sort of longer-term opportunities that come from financing these?
So a lot of the losses that we're seeing around damage events, and we've seen hurricanes and flooding this year that have caused not only loss of life but also significant losses to the insurance industry. But the opportunity side tends to be held by different communities. So the opportunities are being captured by the energy underwriters who are looking at low carbon energies, by the underwriters who are able to support investments in low carbon steel or some of the other trillions of dollars that are being deployed for capex to decarbonize our future. So actually, the risk is felt in a slightly different place to the opportunity at the moment. And so our underwriters are really having to balance that at the top of the house.
Which climate perils or sectors are showing the most promising applications for parametric coverage?
So if we think about the losses that are being felt, if we go to Melissa, the tragic hurricane that impacted the Caribbean recently, the economic losses in Jamaica could be anywhere between $10 and $15 billion, 30% of GDP, whereas the insured losses are $2 to $4 billion. So we've already got a gap between what's insured and what isn't insured. So there's a massive opportunity to use parametric insurance to close that protection gap. Beyond that, we have to think about the perils part of your question, an area where there's very high insurance penetration, somewhere like North America. And there, I think most frequently, we're seeing it around flood and named windstorm, which have been perils that have challenged that continent for a long time.
And what makes a public-private partnership truly effective when it comes to addressing climate risk?
That is a very good question, because we clearly don't have a model that is optimal because we're not seeing enough of them. But we've recently placed a really nice public-public-private partnership resilience program where the local authority is placing insurance for the community, and in the event of certain loss, low loss frequency, there's a bursary given back to the public sector to invest in resilience to reduce the quantum of future losses. So that's just one example. We see others in other states where they're using parametric insurance to ensure the velocity of claims payments, that they can respond really quickly. But I don't think we've got the model nailed, or we'd see more of those transactions happening.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And what capabilities do insurers need to develop over the next few years to sort of remain relevant when it comes to climate risk assessment?
So there are two sides. If we go to the opportunities side, they need to be able to capture those opportunities, which often is going to require a skill that not enough insurers have, which is breaking down silos. So how do different teams collaborate to provide new products? There's going to have to bring a lot of creativity for areas where they don't have good access to data to underwrite a new technology. So how can they think creatively about having proxy data sets? And then they're also going to have to think about using models in new ways. As we think about CAT models that we already use to understand climate risks, or extreme weather related risks, how does that evolve to think about the secondary perils that we're now getting better at modeling and thinking about future risks? But they're also going to have to anticipate how climate change could impact some risks where it may not be so obvious. So I spend most of my time on the P&C world. But if we think about life and health, extreme heat, the air contamination, air pollution due to wildfires, how a health insurer is going to start to factor in these issues that haven't really been modelled previously. So it's a question of knowledge, skills, creativity and breaking down silos.
And where do you think technology will have the most impact in the next few years?
Okay, so there's a couple of ways to answer that. There's the technology that supports the insurers, and there's the technologies that our clients will be deploying that they need insurance for. So I'm going to sort of hate doing this as a broker. I'm going to ignore my clients for a second, part my clients, but clients are innovating and insurers need to get behind that. So if we think about the technology that insurers will be using, it'll be a mix of both the modeling technologies, but I think we're also going to have much better technology either for predictive issues, for real-time alerts. And we're seeing some of those technologies with, there's a technology that can identify hail coming in at very short notice, and so you can reduce the exposure to your assets, or we're seeing technology advances in mitigating wildfire risk. So I think that insurers will get more interested in some of these risk mitigation and hazard identification technologies.
Great, Amy, thank you so much. For AM Best TV, I'm Ida Axling.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.